Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Okay, for the final time today, we're going to let the boys let off some steam. I'm going to just start with one as a Rabbitohs fan here. Boys and girls, so I'm just going to be a punter, just a South fan. Obviously, I'm no expert on rugby league, but I'm a massive South supporter. I call BS on people that say, Paul's already touched on it, you've got to win one to lose one. Well, Parramatta lost two in the 70s back-to-back. Manly lost two in the 80s back-to-back. Balmain lost two in the 80s back-to-back. Dragons lost two in the 90s back-to-back. Roosters lost two in the noughties back-to-back. Panthers, you're going down today. You're the biggest imposter since Milli Vanilli. Glory, glory. It's the Rabbitohs today. And that's my I Call BS. Anyone else like to add one?
Yeah, I'll have a crack at Ivan Cleary and just the way that he's handled the media this week. I understand that, you know, it got pretty heated between he and Wayne a month ago in the opening week of the finals, and he obviously took some lessons out of that. But, I mean, it's the biggest stage and it's the biggest game of the year. He's knocked back Triple M today for a pre-game interview, which I think he's done every single one of them whenever it's been requested. Over the course of this season, you're right there, Anthony. You got a furball or something after
some
that
sort
little
of a
spiel.
Hair. I don't know what it is, but anyway,
that's the Panther getting his revenge.
That's pause. So yeah, I just think Ivan, given the magnitude of the game and what's at stake, it's not about dealing with the journalists or not getting along with the media or whatever. You're speaking to the fans, and it's the biggest game of the season, and Penrith are entitled to hear from their coach. I actually think he's done himself a little bit of a disservice with... I think it's been negative, the way that he's tried to really remain in the background. And, you know, okay, that's his style. That's the way he wants to approach it. But
The NRL must fix that. There should be just stipulations. Like, the fact is, this game is supported on a broadcast deal. 80% of the NRL's income is from the broadcast, which is media. So if you're not talking to the media and selling the game, that's a whole-of-game responsibility. It's up to the NRL to put in minimum standards that the coaches, all players, can't dodge.
Yeah. Well, they have. Look, and he's the stipulation.
Yeah, but the minimum standards aren't enough. Like yesterday, Jason Demetrio did the interview yesterday. Who wants to hear from the assistant? And grand final week, who wants to hear from the assistant coach?
Would you hold on, he come up to me two out of finals. So I'm sitting there with Triple M, and we don't pay as much as television. I get that, but we're still partners of the game.
Absolutely.
And as I said before, you're not talking to me. You're not talking to the guy holding the mic. And Kenty, you've always told me, I think, you know, when you're over covering the stage, you could walk in and interview Michael Jordan 2 hours before he goes and plays.
You're allowed in the dressing room at an NBA game. You're allowed in the dressing room up until 45 minutes before tip-off.
There you go.
Right? So an interview.
It's similar with Major League Baseball as well. You can go and speak to the players hours
before. So that's why we got to get. That's why all our players, right, wear NBA gear. You look at every other NRL player, they all walk the streets. They've all got their hat backwards. They've got a Jordan or a LeBron James or a Kobe Bryant singlet on because they know them, because you watch those guys get interviewed every single week selling their brand. And it's not the coach's fault. It's not the player's fault. I think it's the game's fault, and we've got to be stronger on it. And that's another thing that we've got to put up on the hoist in the off-season. It's still one of your sayings there, Maroon, and to make sure that they are available to sell the game.
Particularly when we're in a country that has four football codes, as opposed to America, which has two football codes.
And everybody went quite, you know, I mean, Kenty, and I know that we've had a few arguments over this, but because everybody was playing away from home, they weren't talking to their fans, they're talking to Broncos fans. No one wanted to sell the game up here. And I didn't want to say it, so there should have been even more of an emphasis on those guys going out to junior rugby league clubs, like, and all the teams out here, just, and I know COVID and all that, but just adopting an area, going out there and helping grow the game of rugby league. If you're up here and we've let you in, you know, I think that it's a privilege and an honour to play our game. And I think that, you know, there's some standards that have got to go with it. And one is selling it.
But I think really we learnt more about you then. Hoopsie.
Was it,
well,
Anthony?
I think
from the Corinthians.
You as a person who I have tried to help mentally, physically, and spiritually, what you've really shown there is that this goes back.
People would argue you haven't done much there, Anthony.
This goes back to when Ivan left the Tigers in the state of a man who was breakfast.
I'll happily put it on the record. I don't like the way that Ivan left West Tigers. Mm. That still sticks in your craw, and that club is still paying a heavy price.
Mind you.
The decisions that...
In hindsight, it was a good decision.
Oh, it's a good decision for him, right? But there was obviously, there's a football club at stake as well, Anthony. So I know how passionate you are about South Sydney. Mm. I was actually thinking you and Gordon was referencing about the way that some of the players get around in all the NBA gear. You don a bit of the... You put a singlet on and get the cap on backwards in the house of almost pain, don't
I do.
You? And
I do.
Start powering away on the stepper.
I do.
Cyndi Lauper on.
I do a bit of Cyndi Lauper and a little bit of Whitney Houston and Taylor Dane. But what I would say to you, Hoops, in closing, always remember, old son, turn the other cheek. What's that, mate?
What did Taylor Dane sing?
I'll be your shelter. And
I'll be your shelter.
Taylor Dane.
Feel the night explode. Tell it to my heart. Taylor Dane, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So when you next time you're in Sydney, you can come and have a workout in the... in the gym there in Little Bay.
You'll have to bring your own thigh blaster, though, because he's worn his out.
Yes, exactly, and your own bull worker.
Thigh blaster.
Winner gets it between his legs and squeezes.
Oh, stop it, Paul. I might have time to do it for 10 minutes before the grand final when I get in. Wynnum lead 28-12 with 8 gone in the second half there in the Intrust Super Cup prelim. That's for Tyre Power. We'll take a break as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.